There was a sense of shock earlier this month as Tibet's spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama, publicly conceded defeat in his moderate stance with the Chinese for Tibetan autonomy.
Things are not improving inside Tibet. Our approach never sort of affect inside situation. Chinese suppression increasing. They remain very stubborn. Now, morally, I cannot remain like this. Things not going well. I cannot pretend it's something okay. No, I have to accept failure.
Acknowledging the failure of his policies, the Dalai Lama said there was no alternative but to initiate a policy review. So next week, more than 500 leading exiles will meet in the northern Indian hill town of Dharamshala, including the more radical pro-independence groups abhorred by China. One of the largest, oldest and most influential is the Tibetan Youth Congress, and its president is Tsewang Rigzin. He says his organisation is looking forward to having its voice heard.
How we need to look at things is that His Holiness has implemented this policy called Middle Way, and it has been in place for the last almost 30 years. And over the course of 30 years, there has been some interaction, especially the last several years, there has been dialogue with the Chinese officials. But the bottom line is we know that nothing has come out of all this dialogue. So His Holiness recently said in one of his speeches that, you know, he has done everything he could in his power, and he has not received any positive response from the Chinese side. And now he is wanting the Tibetan people to discuss the future course of our struggle. And that's why we're having this special meeting, actually the first ever special meeting of the Tibetan people next week.
Do you believe that the Tibetan Youth Congress, as well as other Tibetan exile groups, all voices will be represented, heard, entertained at the conclave?
We certainly hope so, yes. You know, this is a meeting of the Tibetan people, and we are part of the Tibetan people, and we are, you know, very hopeful that, you know, that that's what it will be. And I think, you know, that's the wish of His Holiness also, that he wanted to hear what the Tibetan people have to say. And I'm sure that, you know, we'll have an environment where we can talk and put everything on the table, what the future course of our struggle should be.
What will some of those options be?
We have talked about this middle way policy for the last many years. And obviously, we all know that, you know, it hasn't worked. It hasn't borne any result. And we need to look at other options. You know, for us as an organization, we look at independence as the only solution. We have nothing to lose right now. We have lost everything. And so, you know, we need to go back to our original goal of independence. That's the reason why we came into exile, with the goal and the responsibility to go back to an independent Tibet. So we need to, you know, revert back to that end, and then we have to have strategies, we have to have plans in order to achieve that goal.
There was some discussion, I suppose, along the middle way of autonomy, and then there is a discussion of independence. Some analysts say that a shift of policy towards independence would lose a lot of international support, which the Tibetan cause does have. How do you feel about that? How do you view that?
Well, I mean, I tend to disagree with that perception. We have had international support for independence. We have had several resolutions or several debates at the United Nations, which hasn't been implemented back in 1959, in the 60s. We even have our own Tibetan officials going on Tibetan passport to different countries. And because of the middle way policy for the last many years, we really haven't have a clear indication of what the international support would be.
What form of vision statement or even action could possibly come out of the November meeting between the 17th and the 22nd?
Well, I mean, even if I were to say something, you know, it would just be pure speculation, and I don't like to do that. But the bottom line is, you know, we are very hopeful that all the participants, all the delegates will come with an open mind and come with, you know, willing to discuss and willing to put all options on the table and sincerely discuss. You know, what's good for the country and its people.